You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Hour has arrived, and we thank all of you for being here. Busy show. John is up next in St. Louis. Hey, John.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Paul, anyway, this is going to be a serious call tonight. I wanted to call in and salute a couple of real heroes. And this is not the usual type of call I make, but I want everybody out there to know I really have a heavy heart, and I hope everybody else does, because I hope, you know, I saw tonight on the news about the two young men who lost their lives about 10 days ago off the Yemen.
Right.
And that's all I have to say.
John, thank you. I'm glad you mentioned it. That was very nice. You be well. Billy is up next in Philadelphia. Hello, Billy.
Hi, Paul. Well, this has been a serious show. You know, a lot of serious people with serious.
Yeah, I mean, it has, and I mean, I'm afraid to make light of it because it's so serious. But I'm glad you at least gave me a second to reflect.
Yeah, it is. The reason I was calling was about NIL. It looks fair, but it's not. It's what it really is a Marxist model. Is what you have. You've got a bunch of lawyers, politicians, elected individuals, saying that the companies, that is the football teams, are abusing the players. And that's the way the Marxist model works. We talk to the people directly. Forget the guy in the middle. The reason football players are worth a lot of money is because the SEC and the Big Ten are worth a lot of money. They spent a century and millions of dollars promoting this brand. You were right. You have a simple solution. Maybe one transfer is it. Maybe two. There's a formula you can work out. But the SEC, the colleges, have got to figure this thing out themselves.
Well Billy, let me. Right now, I believe the SEC met the other day, and I think it's within the purview of each league to set their transfer policy. So I expect something to happen here.
Good. I mean, right now, a pro team is better off than a college team, because a pro team can negotiate with its players for 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year. But colleges can't do anything. They're in terrible shape. And this has got to stop, because they are the money machine. They're what consumers want.
No, I mean, I agree. I think there has to be some leeway, but to have an endless number of transfers is really detrimental to the sport.
But you hear all that. You had a very good guess on the legal issues. I mean, that scares me to death.
That's a very complicated thing that he talked about, but there's some landmines in those legal rulings coming up, and if one of them goes the wrong way, and they think they will, the whole thing's going to blow up anyway.
That's what I was getting at. The thing isn't fair. It looks fair because we're representing the people, the players, but that's not true. The value is added by the Big Ten.
You know the problem, though, Billy?
Places like that.
Because the NCAA was so draconian for so long that I'm not trying to say that this is karma, but they really, the players had no rights at all, and they're paying for it now. I mean, the NCAA is.
I understand, but that's the way this thing works. It always happens that way. I mean, you can go back to the corn laws in England.
No, I agree.
It's always this way. They always overdo it. but you got to come up with something reasonable.
Very true. I hope they will.
That's all.
Thank you very much.
That's all. The schools deserve it.
Well, I was looking at the Ohio State Collective earlier. Cardell Jones is a member of the board of directors, and Urban Meyer is on there. Urban Meyer, who I don't know exactly why he left there, but they were in essence glad to see him go. He's now a Fox analyst, but he's working for Ohio State's collective. That makes a lot of sense. Legend is up next.
What's up, my black hat brother? What's up, baby?
Legend, just another week. Can't wait.
Man, I thought I'd bring a little lightness to the show. It's been so serious today. Thought I'd bring a laugh or two, too, man.
Please.
Hey, Paul, I can't get over Georgia. They got Caleb Downs' roommate, Jake Pope, which we appreciate, Georgia. Appreciate opening up that roster spot. Then they went and got Caleb Downs' position coach. But hell, Paul, they forgot to get Caleb Downs.
That is, I was about to say that's the biggest loss of the year for Georgia, but they actually had one earlier this year in Atlanta that was a little bit more painful.
That's funny to me. He got his roommate, his position coach, but forgot to get him.
Yeah, they have. What happened to Kirby?
I don't know. He's slipping. What's really funny is all them Georgia fans had it at 100%. Caleb Downs coming to Georgia. That's all I see it online. It's 100%. Had pictures of him in Georgia's uniforms and everything. But got the coat, got the roommate. Forgot to get the dial.
Hey, by the way, Legend, I didn't realize that Columbus, Ohio is Tuscaloosa North now.
You know, Paul, I heard something today that blew my mind. I should have known this, but Josh Downs is Caleb Downs' brother. I'm a lifelong Colt fan.
Yeah, you're right.
I didn't know that, but Caleb Downs now makes more at the University at Ohio State than Josh Downs makes as the Indianapolis coach.
Yeah, I heard from my Georgia friends, he got a pretty good deal.
He got a real good deal. I can live with it. I don't watch much Ohio State anyway.
I agree. Caleb's guy negotiating my next deal.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I heard Urban Meyer on the board. You know Urban Meyer telling him, throw that money. Pay that money. Get that guy. We can't lose to Michigan again. I can't go on there and lose to Michigan again.
But Legend, if they lose to Michigan again,
it's trouble, baby.
They may have a new coach there next year.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien. Hey, that's the good news, Legend.
That's the good news.
If Bill O'Brien can wreck three franchises in 3 years.
He can do it. I got confidence in him. Hell, Belichick and Saban couldn't even win a title with him on staff. No, Ryan, they ain't got a chance. Even if he had Johnny.
He had the best quarterback in the country, and he couldn't win. He couldn't beat Tennessee and LSU. Way to go, Bill O'Brien.
Way to go, Bill O'Brien. That Bryce Young, Demir Gill, Davis Williams, John Metchie, but no championship. Good luck, Buckeyes, with that moron as OC. And I heard something else today that blew my mind. There's now a dozen college quarterbacks getting paid more than Brock Purdy will make this year with the San Francisco 49ers. It's out of hand, Paul. It's the Wild Wild West, baby. It's out of hand. It's crazy. Man, I will say this to the Alabama fans out there. Anybody that's a millionaire or a billionaire and you are an Alabama fan, hey, get some money in Coach DeBoer's pocket. Let's get involved in this SMU modern day stuff. I love it. And come April, we're gonna come after all the players. Hey, Paul, did I hear today that Iowa was contacting Caden Proctor during the season when he was giving up sack after sack, telling him to come on back to Iowa? Is that what I heard?
I think they contacted him at halftime of the Rose Bowl. The way he was playing. He said, if I leave now, I can catch a flight and be there by the morning.
So I guess that's legal now. So if one of Georgia players' running back has a fumble or two, I guess I could contact him and say, hey, you come fumble at Alabama, we won't get mad at you. Is that legal now to do that?
You can, listen, you don't hold me to this, okay? But I was walking off, I was walking off the field at halftime, and I thought I saw Cade pull his phone up and say, I'll be there next week. He committed during. Don't hold me to that, because I didn't really hear it, but I think I did.
Man,
by the way, I walked over to the only thing I regret. I could have walked over to McLaughlin and said, "You can leave now."
Really?
Alabama might have won the game.
We got a center, Paul. We finally got a center that can snap the ball. Man, that was a nice pickup, the Washington center.
Oh, yeah, I trust that guy.
Too. Yeah, yeah.
And so my question is, what position is McLaughlin going to play there? Because Saban's certainly not going to stand behind that guy. Would you?
Now, can you imagine Bill O'Brien and Derek Jeter at offensive center? You're going to need Caleb Downs, Ohio State. You're going to need Jack Sawyer. Yeah, you're going to need him. You're going to need him. Because that dude is going to fumble away your season. And if he don't, that moron Bill O'Brien is a guarantee to choke. Michigan, it don't even matter if Harbaugh leaves. Bill O'Brien will choke. 30 seconds in the game. Opponent has three timeouts. You're in field goal range. He will throw three times and leave them with all timeouts, and Michigan will go get a field goal. They win. Love you, Paul. Let me say this. Bama raised. Bama bred. And when it's all said and done, baby, legend will be Bama dead. Legend has left the building.
We are coming right back with an all-star cast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We heard from legend. Is there a yin to that yang? I-Man is next.
live from the capital city, the cradle of Confederacy, birthplace of the civil rights movement, final resting place of the singing, songwriting, country music legend, Hank Williams Sr., best known for his song, My Bucket's Got a $100,000 album, means hole in it. How you doing today, Paul?
Hey there. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear from you as well. I appreciate you calling me and stacking me up.
I felt like you needed some love, so we're giving it to you here.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate that. You know, I was listening to that desperate call that you just had on, all that yee-haw and then haw-haw-haw and repeating itself 3 or 4 times. That's what Legend does with a phone call. For 7 minutes, he repeats 3 things and laughs. And he didn't give out any black hats. And I noticed he didn't talk a whole lot about University of Alabama. He talked about everybody else. Everybody else. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the crisis that fan base is going through. What you heard from Legend is straitjacket material. And trust me, Bryce's hospital has been in Tuscaloosa for a long time. They got straitjackets and rubber rooms from child size to adult size. One arm, one leg, rubber rooms. I mean, they are ready to open back up for services. Because this is what's happened. Your coach did not fulfill his contract. He quit. He used the term retired because it's easier to say he retired than it is quit. He did not fulfill his contract. That's your first red sign. That's your flag right there. I mean, there's your flag. You don't wave it. I mean, kiss the wings. Kiss the wings. You better kiss that waving flag. He did not have a buyout in his contract, and I thought that was an amazing thing 17 years ago when it was announced he didn't have one. And I said then, that means he can walk out anytime. And guess what he did? He walked out anytime he chose to. He looked over there at that woman and said, I'm through with this mess. I'm through with these people. I'm through with these players. Although publicly he said, this is one of my best teams. I mean, look how they struggle. Look how they struggle. They struggle so hard. But they hijacked him. They pretty much told the offensive coordinator, who is part of the staff, we ain't running in plays, and I don't run in practice because I don't have to run. His team was hijacked, and his fans booed him, and he said that did it. So now they're all straight jacket material, and they're complaining that the world is falling apart. Comparing it to something in England? Did I hear that correct? It's falling apart, Paul. This whole thing's falling apart. Just because it's not what you're used to don't mean it's falling apart. Whoever that caller was. I mean, he was scared to death. Somebody better give that guy a pill and a shot and see somebody in the morning. Paul, I mean, your wife's a doctor. You better be talking to her to call that guy because he's going through a crisis. And I don't think Viagra's going to be enough for that crisis. I mean, he's going to need some Vagisil or something because it's falling apart. There's yeast involved in that conversation. But it's obvious that Nick Saban, when he walked out, he left this team in as many shambles as Bobby Bowden did, any of these other coaches when they walked away. This team has fallen apart, and this is more than a fair statement. Everything I'm telling you is facts. I'm not skinning it. I'm just telling you the opposite side of your optimism. I'm saying you might want to look at the pessimistic side of it. This team is in shambles. Had what happened at Alabama with the players leaving, coach leaving, and that kind of thing, going through these hires, at least 10 people contacted in this conversation to replace him, because that's what the athletic director said. He said they talked to 6 or 7, and he had an ABC list. That's 7 and 3. That's 10. So you're down to talking to 10 people. You got a mass defection of players going all over the country. And had this happened at Vanderbilt, Ole Miss, Auburn, Texas, anywhere, the same atmosphere sits on that team because of the players and the notable players on all those other teams. Your coach left your team in shambles, and you're still worshiping him. You're going to give him office up there in Bryant-Denny so he can be close because he knows so much. If he knows so much, why'd he quit? What he did was he took himself off the hot seat and put this new guy on the hot seat, and this guy has no clue what he's walking into. No clue whatsoever. He may be a good coach and have a nice little record out there, but he ain't never swam with the great whites before, and that's what he's doing. He's never faced this kind of competition from a coaching staff, from a players on the opposite sides of the field. He's never seen anything like it. And I tell you what he's never seen is a fan base like this group he's just connected himself with. They're going to put his family through chaos. That's why Rodriguez's wife said, hell no, we ain't going there, because she saw it coming. She said, hell no, we ain't going there. So that's what's going to go on. And now you're wanting to say the world's falling apart. Listen, because Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall and he cracked that damn shell. He's got yolk running down both legs. And I mean, it's running at it's a double yolk egg on top of that. I mean, it is running. And there's nothing you can do about it. And you can be as optimistic as you want, but you don't have any record or leg to stand on. I don't care if you got a wooden leg and you're sitting on the damn table. You ain't got no leg to stand on because there's no record you can compare anything to. And he's here now. He's not out yonder anywhere. You don't look at all them other schools. He's just an average coach at best. And we've seen great coaches in the SEC struggle and rebuild and that kind of thing. This guy ain't got a clue. He ain't got a clue what he stepped into. And I bless his family's heart because of the torture that fan base is going to put his family through. And you know, he stepped up to the plate. He's going to take that check. He's going to be optimistic. He's going to do things he's never done. He did three things in 3 weeks he's never done before. He found himself in the playoffs. Then he got his ass whooped in the championship game. Now he's in Tuscaloosaville with the criminal fans. And I tell you what, you take that straitjacket caller that just called in, legend, he was about to lose it. Because, Paul, if it hadn't have been for you coming in like Tom and Dick Smothers and helping him through that call, he's going to start crying. And it was pitiful. You had to come in there and save his call because he's on the cutting edge of losing it. I mean, that Saban fathead done fell off the bed and fell on top of him. Guess what that fathead told him? Said, I'm the hell out of here. And so when all of y'all are sitting there and you know that I'm telling you the facts and I'm not trying to sugarcoat anything, because you know why I'm not sugarcoating, Paul? Because I don't give a damn. I don't care if that school ever wins a game. I don't care if they ever get a recruit. Never been a Bama fan. Not that I hate them. I just don't care for them. They're not my cup of tea. And that's really strong. Not my cup of tea. Not my circus. Not my monkeys. Have a good day, War Damn Eagle. And how about them Auburn Tigers basketball team? Go and fix and go to Tuscaloosa and create more carnage because the entire facility is falling apart. It's falling apart, Paul, as we speak. You know it. I know it. We see it. And guess what? We're going to talk about it for a long, long time. War Damn Eagle.
Handsome Joe is up next.
Roll Tide, roll Paul, my mom. And you know what? I just got reminded. Somebody's off their medication today. I mean, he's totally off his medication, Paul. And you know what? I'll tell you some coaches that didn't fulfill their contract. Harsin, Malzahn, Chizik. Auburn's loaded with people that never fulfills their contracts. Ours retires. Theirs get fired. There's a big difference. And shambles. Hey, this ain't the first time we've had players transfer. Even Tua Tagovailoa transferred out. I mean, we have players transfer out, you know, every year, and we got some that goes pro. We just reload. I mean, we're just Auburn's war daddy, and that's all we're ever going to be to Auburn. It's just their daddy, and they know it. I mean, Heisman knows it. Every Auburn fan base knows it, and they still can't beat Alabama. That's the bottom line. They make dribble a basketball, but they can't do nothing with a football. So that's pretty much it, Paul. And hey, I'm sorry I didn't call in like none last week, but, you know, we've had this, and y'all might have had some too. We had all this snow and ice.
Oh, yeah, it was bad. It was bad for everybody.
And we still got some here now, so I pretty much just been eating, sleeping, and getting out playing on the snow and ice. That's pretty much all I've been doing. And power's been on and off, so I've been able to catch about an hour of the show a day, I mean, last week. So, I mean, I missed a lot because, you know, trees fall and things. You know, power lines go down. And, you know, but I tell you what, we got some good people that have been working around the clock in this area here, you know, clearing the roads off, making sure the power gets back on. We've had water lines bust, gas lines bust. But, you know, it's all good. You know, we always pull together. We always manage. But, you know, today's been a good day. I went to Tiggly Wiggly. Roads is pretty much clear all in Red Bay Town. Outside the countryside, it's still sketchy out there. Outside, you know, I get out on the country road. The town's pretty good, so I was able to go to Tiggly Wiggly today. Got me some good homemade spaghetti. Ate it, come back home, and watched the full show today, the Paul Feinbaum show. So, you know, life's good today. But, you know, I'm not worried about Alabama because, you know, DeBoer, I mean, he only finished second in the country. That's how good of a coach he is. You know, they lost one game, and that was the final game. A team that we also lost to, Alabama. So that's no disgrace there. You make it that far, you know, hey, I think he's going to be doing good, Paul. He's bringing in some more players, and we're still out recruiting Auburn. So, you know, they can say what they want to, but we're still better than Auburn any day of the week. And come this fall, we're going to beat – late fall, we're going to beat Auburn for 5th year in a row. So they might as well get ready for it because that's what's going to happen. But I know I'm going to try to make A-Day game here in three months, I think, in April. I'm going to try to make it this year and just see what the team's got, which, you know, A-Day games, you can't really tell a lot about it anyway. But still, I just want to go see the coach and see some of these players coming in. And, hey, Alabama's going to be fine. We're going to be rocking and rolling. And we don't need straight jackets. We're still, you know, one of the top fan bases in the world, you know, supporting one of the best college football programs of all time. So, you know, our man can say what he wants to. I like our man, but, you know, his bias is out there. But he's supposed to be. If it wasn't for Auburn, we wouldn't have Auburn to beat.
Hey, Joe, we're up against the break, but thank you very much for your call. We head to the break, 30 minutes remaining right here on a Monday night.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. Let's wrap up here in the next 30 minutes. Let's finish strong. Sam, I don't know why I'm giving a pep talk to the audience. Sam is up next in Texas. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Paul. I was wanting to comment on earlier in the show, you said that Alabama had a smart fan base. Right. I was just wondering, who you think smarter, Jim from Tuscaloosa, Larry from wherever he's from, Handsome Joe, or Legend? Because to me, you could add up all of their IQs and it wouldn't come to 112.
Ooh. Now you're putting me in an untenable position to upset four of my favorite people.
I understand.
I plead the Fifth Amendment, or whatever it's called.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering.
I plead the Fifth, Sixth, Seventh, and Eighth. How about that?
Okay.
And the 14th.
That'll work. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. This guy is going to ask me to choose between my kinfolk, Legend, Larry, Handsome Joe, and page 54? Just can't do it. Mike is up next. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Paul.
Yes, sir.
You hear me?
I can. You sound great.
Okay, awesome, awesome. I'm calling about Tua, man. I just feel like he's a transcendent quarterback come through Alabama. And I got a question for you, man.
Okay.
If you put Coach Saban on Truth Serum and ask him what one thing he regrets the most in his wonderful years at Alabama, if you ask me, I would probably think putting in tour that game that he broke his hip against Mississippi State.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And we were up by 25, 30 points. Because and that carries over to where Tua is now. That hip, you know, he gets his torque from that. And if you
right.
notice,
no, I think you're right. That was, I think he was able to escape that. But it was, I remember I was at an airport, and I got a text from an SEC head coach at the time who was just outraged over that. And I, you know, right. when I went back and watched it, it was a closer call, but came back so quickly.
I was just curious
but
about
that.
That
was a big moment in time.
It was because Tua really was, in my opinion, probably the greatest quarterback to probably come through Alabama.
And it's carrying over now. I talked to a number of people who always said of the four quarterbacks that came in a row, he was the best.
Absolutely. Okay. My second point, Paul, the new coach, man, wow, that's a lot. But I'm optimistic about his philosophy, offensive game plan, and things like that. And I'm curious where do you think Miro is going to fit into that? Because they got this big strapping quarterback who's supposed to have a bazooka for an arm. And,
I think it's been interesting to watch. I haven't really heard. I mean, I know Milroe said he's staying, but I'm not sure, based on what I've seen of DeBoer and Ryan Grubb, exactly how Milroe fits into that.
Well, I mean, I love the kid. Milroe's a great kid, but the ability to perform function one as a quarterback, if you got an application for a quarterback, the first job description is going to be deliver the ball accurately and on time to your receiver.
Absolutely.
And that fella probably ain't the best at doing that. So, and I was always wondering why Saban preferred to recruit guys like that. I prefer my quarterback to be able to throw the ball.
But you have to remember he was a good recruit, but he was not like they just needed a quarterback that year and they got him. And then what did they do?
They immediately
went out last year and literally landed the number one quarterback in the country. And then the previous year, remember Ty Simpson, Longren, who else was in there?
They just didn't pan out.
There was one more guy that left. I mean, I don't know what the status of all these guys. I mean, there are a couple of five-star quarterbacks in that group. So I don't think Saban was ever convinced about Milroe. Hey, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Let's check in with Veteran, who is up next. Good afternoon. Good evening to you.
Good afternoon, Paul. If I could, I'd like to give a quick shout-out to all the doctors, nurses, technicians, home health aides, all the people that work in the telehealth programs for veterans. I fell and had my injured ankle that I heard in the Army gave out a couple of years ago. I broke my ankle, shoulder in five different places. The orthopedic surgeon told me, he said, it's hard to believe you can just fall from 5'6" and break your shoulder that bad. But they really help out and do a great job. I just wanted to throw that in there if I really
Thank
could
you. I'm
real
glad
quick.
You did.
Paul, what I wanted to talk about, I'm going to show my age a little bit here, but when back in the day when I played, Little League wasn't divided up into 9 and 10 years old, and I was 10 years old and everybody else had thrown and they put me in. And after the game, the coach would pull me aside with my dad as I was walking out, and he told me, he said, don't let them see you sweat. Well, I looked up at him because I'd been raised right, and I said, yes, sir. I had no idea what he meant, but when we got in the car, my dad explained, he said, you know, don't let them see all your emotion. If you strike out a guy or, you know, if things, they hit a home run, you know, keep that even tempo. And it seems to me the part of the problem is, and it's NIL, but not NIL, is the self-promotion and self-celebration. You know, I covered a football game a couple of years ago, and it's first beginning of the game, a guy breaks through, you know, he sacks the guy, he's pounding on his chest like he's Tarzan, you know, and I know I'm showing my age, but Paul, when I played, you know, you kept some of that emotion in. And then if somebody, you made a good play, it was your teammates who congratulated. And it seems like that we're caught up in, you know, a college and high school and all the way down, we've gotten to the point, and stemming from the pros maybe, that where it started all is that, look at me, look at me. And, you know, I don't
want
to get...
There's a line I've heard, and I know you've probably heard it, and somebody told me once, when you lose, say little, and when you win, say less. And there's something to be said about that. I'm really glad you called. I hate to run, but we are late on the break. But thank you very much for your service.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.